Aircheckdownloads.com.
Chic, everybody dance. Clap your hands on the BBC across Yorkshire. This is BBC Radio Sheffield. And over here is BBC Radio York. And making it all up into a lovely little package is BBC Radio Leeds. Me, John Foster, quarter to four. Been talking about the Railway Children Return. It's coming to cinemas across Yorkshire this Friday. And, of course, just wonderful. And that lovely first film from 52 years ago, I know, 1970. Jenny Agutter is back in her role as Bobby. Now, you may have seen through the week, hundreds of people lined the platform at Oakworth Station, and the BBC's Phil Bodmer was there. Yeah, proper train spotter is Phil. He spoke to Sheridan Smith, who plays Bobby's daughter, and to Jenny Agutter, and he asked her what it was like returning to her role.
Railway Children has remained with me through my life, one way or another. The only time that I said.
And so Sheridan Smith and Jenny Agutter there talking to the BBC's Phil Bodmer, the Yorkshire premiere of The Railway Children Return. Keep saying it, say it once more. It's on at cinemas from this Friday.
Try calling your star.
Oh, you see. You know, what a song. ABBA, Dancing Queen. On the BBC across Yorkshire, this is BBC Radio Sheffield, BBC Radio Leeds and BBC Radio York. It's John Foster in for Liz Green this afternoon for the next couple of hours. And we got so much more stuff to do as well. A little later, of course, it's the Edinburgh Festival very soon. We're going to be talking to someone taking a show up to the Edinburgh Festival from Yorkshire. More on that in just a moment. And how music really can help you. More on that after 4 o'clock
you
today.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. Troublemaker.
Holly Murs, of course, here on the BBC across Yorkshire. And Troublemaker, this is John Foster, in for Liz Green over the next couple of hours. And we're talking about music and how it can be the great healer if you want. Okay? And it can be, we hear a lot about levelling up, but music can be a great leveler too. So we'll find out about that. We're also talking Edinburgh Fringe later. We're talking school days as well, because we're getting to that point in the year where school is going to be over very, very soon. Have you got everything you need? If you're a parent for that last day of term, have you got everything you need? Buy that, gifts for the teachers. More on that and proms as well. We'll talk about that inside the next half an hour too.
From the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Leeds,
and on your radio.
The sound of West Yorkshire is BBC Radio Leeds.
I'm Kevin McGrath, BBC News at 4.
It's warm, isn't it? I'll give you that. It's warm. Here. No, don't know. Yeah, it's going to be warmer tomorrow as well. 22, 23 today, up to 26 tomorrow, 29 on Monday. So that heat wave is continuing over the next few days. Going to be a bit warm, a bit clammy in bed tonight. 13 degrees is going to be the overnight low.
The sound.
The sound of.
The sound of West Yorkshire.
And all the music you love.
BBC Radio.
Pet Shop Boys, always on my mind, of course. Afternoon. Hope you're okay today. Nearly 4:10. This is John Foster in for Liz Green. Pause for effect of the music there and we can start again.
Hi.
We're here across Yorkshire on BBC Radio Sheffield, BBC Radio York and BBC Radio Leeds for the next couple of hours. We are talking about music and how it has the power to heal and to inspire as well. More on that for you in just a moment. And a series of things that are happening across Yorkshire will do that. We're also off to the Edinburgh Fringe. We've been talking about the Railway Children. We've been talking about the most ridiculous things that you might see in the most unlikely places. For instance, earlier, Elvis Presley, Graceland, apparently Monty Python and the Holy Grail was in the shelves there. And at the Burj Al Arab, in the royal suite, in the prince's quarters, in the bookcase, there's Dickie Bird's autobiography, which is just like, really? How's that? What? Not saying there's anything wrong, but it's just like, really? So any more of those, 0800 389 3333 is the number to get us on. Text 81333, start your message with the word Liz, even though it's John. And you can email john.foster@bbc.co.uk. We would love to hear from you this afternoon.
BBC.
Oh, now you're talking. Right, I'm going to turn this up a bit loud. Whoa!
Aircheckdownloads.com.